The Folk of the Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton. Jo, Beth, Franny and the others went on with their meal. They finished the hot, cold goodies. Then they started on some pink desserts that Moonface had made in the shape of animals. They were so nicely made that it seemed a pity to eat them.
"We'd better save some for Connie, hadn't we?" said Beth.
"Let's see if she's outside the door. I expect she's standing there, sulking." Moonface opened the door. There was no one there. He called loudly, "Connie! Connie!" There was no answer.
"She's gone down the tree, I should think," he said.
"I'll just call down to Dame Washalot and see if she saw her." So he shouted down to the old dame, but Dame Washalot shook her head.
"No," she shouted back, "no one has gone past since you came up in the basket, Moonface. No one at all."
"Funny," said Moonface, going to tell the others. "Where's she gone then?"
"Up through the cloud," said Silky.
"No, surely she wouldn't have done that by herself," said Jo, in alarm. "Look, Moonface, there's the red squirrel who wants to speak to you." The red squirrel came in, trying to hide a hole in his old sweater.
"I heard you calling Connie, Moonface," he said. "Well, she's gone up the ladder through the cloud. I expect she's in the Land of Marvels. I saw her go."